Chapter 4, Noah. You will all be familiar with the name of Noah, as the man who was told by God to make an ark to save himself and his family from the great flood, which was to come upon the earth. As men began to multiply on the earth, the sad effects of the fall of Adam had grown so much, and that God saw the wickedness of man was great. Have you ever thought of what God said about the state that men and women were in? He says that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Not only the things they did, but every thought of their hearts was evil and only evil. And this was not just once or twice, but continually. What a dreadful state to be in. And yet we are no better. As we are born into the world, we are all in this state. And God, who looks at the heart, knows all the thoughts that pass through our minds and how wicked they are. Well, God saw all this wickedness in the creation which he had made, and it so grieved him that he said he would destroy all flesh that lived upon the earth with a flood of waters. But he had a special favor to Noah and his wife and family. He would make a way so that they would escape the flood, and also some of all the beasts and birds and creeping things. Noah had been born a sinner, like those around him, but because of God's favor to him, he had also been born again. And so he was a just or righteous man, and he walked with God, as you will remember it is said of Enoch. Now you know the way by which Noah was to be saved, with all his household and all the living creatures God gave to him. He was to make a great ark or ship of wood, and stop up every crack inside and out with pitch to keep out the water. There was to be a window to let in the light, and a door so that they could get safe inside before the flood came. Noah had faith to believe that God would do as he had said, and this made Noah fear, so that he set to work to make the great ark. No doubt his sons would help him in this work, but whether any others gave a hand, we are not told. Probably most of them would laugh at him, taking so much trouble to build such a large ship. At least they had not the faith that Noah had, or they would have feared that the flood would come and have sought to be saved out of it. No, they just lived carelessly about the flood, eating and drinking and marrying, and knew not till the flood came and took them all away. What a dreadful end, as the waters rose higher and higher and covered all the high hills and the mountains until all were drowned. How they would have wished and they had taken heed, but now there was no escape. When they said peace and safety, sudden destruction came upon them. So it will be in the end of the world, as Jesus said. When he comes to judge the world, it will not again be drowned with water, but it will be burned up with fire. Then those who are blessed with true faith in him and love his appearing will be taken up with him in the clouds to be forever with him. But the unbelievers will call in vain to the rocks and mountains to cover them and hide them from the wrath of God. So Noah and his wife and family and all that were with him were kept safely in the ark. God had shut them in before the flood came, and the ark floated on the waters. Then, when the rain ceased and the waters began to recede, the ark rested on the mountains. You will remember that Noah sent out a raven and then a dove from the window of the ark. And when the dove did not come back again, he knew that the flood was over. Then, when the earth was dried, they came forth, and Noah built an altar to the Lord and offered a sacrifice. We are told that the Lord smelled a sweet savor and said he would not again curse the ground any more for man's sake. Afterwards, as you know, he set the rainbow in the clouds as a token that this would surely be true. This shows us that the great sacrifice which Jesus made when he died on the cross is well-pleasing to God, and all who are given faith to believe truly in him and to trust in that sacrifice will be saved from the wrath to come. Now we must give you some text to find. In Genesis, the 6th, 7th, and 8th chapters give us the account of Noah and the flood. Isaiah, 54th chapter, verse 9, tells us that God has sworn that he will not be wroth with his people, just as he has sworn that there shall no more be such a flood as Noah saw. Matthew 24th chapter verses 37 to 39 show us that when Christ comes to judge the earth, men and women will be found as careless as they were in Noah's days. Hebrews 11th chapter verse 7 speaks of the faith of Noah, which moved him by fear to prepare the ark. Second Epistle of Peter, 3rd chapter, verses 5, 6, 7, and 10, tell us that the earth will be burned up at the end of the world, as it was overflowed with water in the time of Noah.